What it is. Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And on your verbal ones and twos, we got DJ Hey Cousin.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? I'm feeling good. How are you feeling right now?
I am feeling better than I was literally yesterday.
Yeah, you were hurt.
Okay, so I got kind of drunk, a little lit at a nonprofit event,
but sure did.
It was a great event. It's a Helping Mamas nonprofit event. It was called the Pino Period Party. Mm-hmm. That was the name of the event, and Helping Mamas was thwarting it, if you will, alongside with the Burt Show and Q99.7. And so the whole premise of it was to collect donations of period products, tampons, pads, liners for women, girls, and menstruators who, you know, don't have access to these things. And it kind of like opened my mind that this is something that's not easily available for some people. You know, you don't really think about that. And so we actually were able to collect over 75,000 period products.
And that's a lot.
It was, man. And they're going to be donating it to, you know, domestic violence shelters, to homeless shelters, to women's shelters. It's and in other places. And we were able to do that simply by showing up, donating it, sorting it, making these kits, having some booze, having some food, and having a good time. It was great.
Yeah, sounds great. That sounds great.
Yeah. That sounds great. So let's just go on to a different topic.
And while all that was happening, Skype died, and folks were battling gorillas, and just a whole source of things.
Rest in peace. You know what else died, or is going to die soon?
What?
The Kardashians reality show.
Finally. Oh, yeah, that did get like, they did say this last season. Last season, yeah, goodness.
Thank God.
Are y'all done trying to keep up with them? Are y'all done?
I think they are.
Golly.
I never even tried. I was like, fuck it.
That was never even going to even give it a thought.
Nope. So recently, I did finally learn what blackout drunk was. I thought that it was just simply you passed out after drinking too much. You know, you blacked out. Turns out there's another term for it, and I experienced it. Pretty much what it is, you just don't remember what the fuck happened.
First of all, I thought she was going to have like an actual term.
I don't know the term.
I don't know why I thought she was leading up to that. Like, it's called this. But no, okay, never mind. Nevertheless, yeah, I don't see that very often. Like a person not remembering things, but also not like passing out as well. Like after that.
Yeah, I did not pass out immediately. I'll give you that, but
like you went to sleep, but you didn't pass out.
Yeah, that's true.
Like your body was still moving around.
Yeah, I was able to put my hair up and take my bra off and lay down and do all the things. You know, brush my teeth and shit.
Which is arguably scarier. Like you were basically sleepwalking at some point.
Yeah,
because you were looking at footage. We were looking at footage that you just didn't. What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This was. I don't remember any of this.
Yes.
This is my interpretation of her. Oh, my God. What?
All right.
I don't remember any of this.
That may or may have not occurred. It did. But listen, I kind of remember stuff now vaguely. Okay. We're getting better with that.
Oh.
But also, I want to forget it. So I'm kind of glad I don't remember some of that. It was a wild time. It really was. I had a great time, though.
You'd rather just not know. Just leave it up to wonder.
Another victim of Kristen's debauchery hitting the mic right now. Look at this mess, Amber. Look at this mess. Definitely came to the mic with a subject to talk about, and that's locks getting retwisted, but you need to be retwisted.
She is twisted.
Yeah. We need to untwist.
Untwisted.
What happened? Girl, what happened? Look at you.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, oh, this booze is free. Yay.
And then it wasn't supposed to be.
I didn't pay for anything. So, because Katie helped me out with my first drink.
We're talking about the fundraiser that Kristen hosted yesterday, the Pino Period Party.
So, yeah, Chateau Alon, if it's supposed to be like, you know, you purchased your bevs, right?
Yeah.
But they were having issues with Wi-Fi, and the credit card machine was down, so they couldn't take anybody's cards, and nobody has cash anymore.
Yeah.
So they were doing a cash bar, but I'm like, that's not going to fly. So then, literally, God bless Chateau Alain, they were just like, open bar.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Okay, now I understand.
The math is mathy.
Yeah, these guys all coming together.
Some woman that was in that crowd jammed the Wi-Fi.
That's not a bad idea.
Right. That's brilliant.
But this one over here, yeah, well, we all had a good time, but I'm telling you right now, Miss Amber has a past, and her name is Cinnamon, and Cinnamon came to show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I have plenty of video evidence.
Really?
That,
oh,
yes.
My God.
Cinnamon is sprinkled all over my iPhone right now.
Yeah, she's a mess this morning, huh?
Yeah, I woke up sore. I danced way too hard. Kristen reminded me that I gave someone a lap dance. I didn't even remember that, but thank you for that memory.
Yeah, we were riding high off of collecting all those tampons that we just decided to let loose in the house on the way home.
Sounds like an intoxicating experience.
It was.
Indeed it does. The Burt Show.
So I want to go ahead and give a shout out to two of these businesses that I have frequented and given, you know, my money, my well-earned money, because they did a great job. So I want to shout out to Shiloh Auto Body Shop. If you need to have something repaired, he's out there in Jonesboro, Georgia. He will take care of you. Also, I want to shout out to Nita's Shea Butter Oil Bar. I want to shout them out because she has some amazing fucking shea butter.
Got it on right now.
No, fam, same.
I'm not biased, but it works.
It's amazing. Well. I love it. I love it. I have some on currently, and I will continue to. As long as she is in business, I am getting my shea butter from Miss Nita. Mm. Mm-hmm. She's in the Fayetteville area. Check her out.
Both of our feet are way less ashy now.
Yep, or they would be currently. Oh, they're okay.
See? Yeah.
Totally. Damn, that's some good-ass shea butter, I tell you. If I had just lotion, that would already be fucked up.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And by the way, if you're listening on Spotify, you have the availability to make comments beneath each episode that you're listening to. So keep that in mind. And not just for my podcast, others as well, as long as they have turned on that feature. All right, it's time for our POC Excellence segment. This is where I like to give flowers to people of color who have done wonderful and inspiring things. That's what this is about. So coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, guys, it's time to get to our POC Excellence segment. I am very excited about this because if you are a vapor, if you are a smoker, if you like a hookah, you're going to want to pay attention to this because right now I'm about to introduce you to a black man who created a no nicotine and no tobacco hookah pen made from fruit. Yes. So he goes by Black Tatted. That's literally what he goes by. So listen here. I got this from at Black Millionaires _ Instagram page. All right. And it says here he made $1 million in 23 minutes. I love us for real. At Black Smoke. And it's spelled B-L-A-K-K. Then the word smoke.
Mm-hmm.
At Black Smoke. This was genius to create an all-natural fruit-based hookah pen with absolutely no nicotine and no tobacco. And it's so inspiring. It's so inspiring that this was created by a black man. Woo! Forbes has now named at Black Smoke the healthiest hookah on the market.
Hey.
At Black Tatted, and that's going to be Black, again, with two Ks, no C, _ TATTED. We applaud you, King. You created a market and a lane and broke barriers that they said we couldn't. Congrats on your success. As y'all may know, people have been trying to get their hands on some Black Smoke hookah pens for so long, but they're always sold out before majority of people can check out. So wow. If you know, you know. We're so proud of you, King. We can say from experience, these pens are so smooth. As hookah smokers, we can definitely say we are grateful that we can finally smoke hookah without getting lightheaded. There's finally an all-natural hookah pen with 32 different fruit flavors to choose from.
Wow. Okay. Yes. One, that was a lot. Two, yeah. That was a lot just from a success standpoint. This, how old is this person? How old is this dude?
Let me show you what he looks like. This is... I mean, it's hard to tell. I'm thinking like maybe early 30s, maybe even late 20s. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to tell. You know, black don't crack. Literally. Black. Smoke.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Vapors don't crack a lot of the time.
Let me see. This
That is amazing. See, I can only imagine the, not the, the taste, but also the cost of production.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Using fruits. I'm sure he has a great supplier.
Oh, you know what he's probably doing? My assumption is probably using the fruit that, you know, the grocery stores turn away because they don't look appetizing or whatever. Yeah. The produce, they just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, see.
You can get a nice deal on those.
I was, me and my dad was trying to do something like this a while ago, like almost nearly a decade ago. And to see him pull it off, is really impressive.
I didn't know that. That's dope.
When he got back from Kuwait, he had all this stuff with him, and all these, like, yeah, I seen all this stuff. Yeah, I sold me all this stuff. We started talking about hookah because it was his first time really being interested to it. The same with me. This was a while ago. This was like right before it really got big. We were trying to find suppliers. We were trying to find like locations. Yeah. We were trying to find like, it was a lot, man. It was a lot. And it was the cost of it was just so astronomical. Even then, it was like, man, we'll put it on the table and come back to it later. And we just low key never did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so to see this is like, oh man, that's amazing. That's amazing. Not just for him, but also like what could have been, not just for myself, but for my father as well. But that is, of course, I don't say that to take any shade off this dude. Of course, you know what I'm saying? He's amazing. He's amazing. Black Smoke, big ups to you. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you.
Yeah, and you've definitely earned your success. You got to tell your dad about this.
Oh, no, yeah, I definitely will.
Don't let him listen to the podcast, though.
Don't
let him listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I've said a lot of things.
Yeah, no.
I think your dad kind of almost might respect me a little bit. This podcast might change that.
I'll just show him a clip and we'll go.
I'll send you a clip.
The most respectable clip you have.
Yeah. Oh my God! And you can follow him. I'll be sure to put the links, or at least his ats, down below, so you can follow him and check him out if you want to. And I actually did visit the website earlier today, and it looks pretty fire. Like, there's a lot of options there. And it looked like the hookah pens were like, I think it was $27.99.
That's
so
not
they're
bad.
Yeah, they're not even that expensive. They have like that's bundles plus larger hookahs. Like, there's a lot of different options you have. And right now, I think that I saw there was like a 30% off thing going on right now. I'm not sure for how long. So y'all might want to go ahead and check that shit out for yourself if it is something that you were interested in. I just had to go ahead and pay homage and share that information because I think it's amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Have you ever been so furious with someone that you just had to take a shit?
Oddly, yes. Yes.
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I have some information to share with you guys. Apparently, there is someone who would be, other than DJ Hey Cousin, who would be angry enough to just take a shit. We have a woman.
In the comfort of my own home, mind you. I would wait till I get back to the house.
Now you want to say that. That's not what you said before.
Well, I mean, you didn't ask for me to elaborate.
I still didn't.
See? Look at you. You just created your own narrative based off of the circumstances you provided for me.
What narrative did I create? Did you hear?
That I was.
You seem extremely like defensive. I haven't even said anything.
No, I'm just
yet.
Adding context.
But here's the thing: I haven't said anything that needs context. You're just defending yourself immediately.
No, I'm not. There's a difference between defending myself and supplying lore.
He's trying to defend himself because he likes to shit in public when he's angry.
She's just trying to antagonize me for the sake of whatever article she's about to display next.
You're a horrible whisperer.
She still sucks.
You suck at whispering.
She still sucks.
You ain't shit.
She still sucks so much.
So apparently there is a woman who is definitely able to be angry enough to take a shit. Not just a shit, but a public shit. We have a woman who was caught on video defecating on a vehicle during a road rage incident. This is actually available every fucking where online, but I came across it on Hollywood Unlocked.
I'm sure it is available everywhere you can receive service.
Dude, actually, if you go to TikTok, because, you know, recently I had gotten into, like, watching, like, the road rage instant karma videos on YouTube. I fucking love those.
Yeah.
I live in Atlanta, so if you know, you know. But anyways, I was searching on TikTok for, like, shorter videos, but, like, full stories, like, what happened after the thing, you know. But the moment I typed in road rage, this popped up, like, immediately. And then when I was on Instagram looking for some interesting things to talk about for the pod, it popped up again. I was like, oh, clearly we need to talk about this woman's defecation. So let's get into it. So at the Hollywood Unlocked Instagram page, they have here something written by Deja Monet. She is the part of the HU staff who wrote this here. It says a shocking case of road rage in Pennsylvania has gone viral after a woman was caught on video defecating on another driver's vehicle during a road rage incident. And the clip is just as wild as it sounds. Mind you, I have not seen the clip yet, which is crazy. I'm sure if I really looked hard, I could find it. But I don't feel like watching a white woman take a shit on somebody's car.
You sure?
Yes. Okay. The fuck yes.
You've seen worse.
So, yeah, I definitely have. It goes on to say the suspect, 44-year-old Christina Solometto, I guess is how you say her last name, was arrested after the April 29th incident in Prospect Park, where an argument reportedly broke out after one driver cut another off in traffic, according to NBC 10 Philadelphia. Although the victim in the case did not immediately report the defecation. I would have reported that shit like me. Are you kidding me?
You would
me?
Think so, right?
Hey, there's a fucking crazy bitch shitting on my car.
Hey. Oh my God, all that corn. What the fuck did you eat last night? So help, somebody help.
Immediately. What the fuck? Anyways, it goes on to say, a witness filmed the encounter and uploaded it to Instagram, sparking disgust and disbelief online. First of all, pause. Why is that the first thing this person did? Oh, I'm going to film it and post it. Why is that our culture?
I don't. I mean, I'm assuming that's based off the age and demographic of the person, the victim.
Yeah, I would like to know how old the person was who filmed it and posted it. But honestly, when you think about it, no matter your age these days, it's just people immediately pull the phones out and they film it.
Oh, yeah.
That's just what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like when we were growing up, obviously, we didn't have, like, when we did have cell phones, but it wasn't until later. But, you know, if we needed it, we didn't use a shit until after 7 anyway.
I mean, cell phones weren't this useful.
You can't do all the things.
Cell phones have, they've just really become what they are as far as, like, how handy they are in moments like these. You know, my green Nokia with Snake on it was not going to be helpful in moments like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Besides calling 911, which is what should have happened.
Because I feel like even when we were growing up, like, if someone fell, you would probably see someone laugh, obviously, because it's funny. But you would see also some people try to help. Are you okay? How, you know?
Yeah.
But nowadays, someone falls, they pull their phone out or something. Or they
nothing.
Or nothing. Just, oh, look at that. Anyway, back to my phone. I don't know. Society's weird. It goes on to say authorities say the dispute started, like many others, with the driver cutting someone off. But what happens next escalated way beyond horn honking or name calling. Eyewitnesses say Christina got out of her car, squatted, and defecated directly on the other driver's vehicle in plain sight. One bystander captured the moment on video, which was quickly shared across Instagram and other social media platforms. First of all, let's go through these comments. The very first one is, she's definitely a Trump supporter. I have no.
Oh, my God.
That was the very first comment.
Got political hella fast. Okay. Right. I mean, I could see it. I could see it.
People are not well. That's the next comment. Somebody else said, she had that thing locked and loaded, driving around looking for beef.
She had one in the chamber. She had one in the chamber just ready to go.
So she didn't wipe is another one.
I mean, she may have had some wet wipes in the car. I mean, you know what? Most likely not. If she's trill enough to do something like this, who? I'm sure she don't got no wipes in the car.
I stay with my motherfucking wipes. Don't play with me.
I mean,
stop. Hold on.
Yeah, she's doing what you think she's doing.
Is in my backpack.
Fresh pack too. Fresh pack.
Another one says, sounds about white. Someone else said, but they call us animals. I beg to differ. And then a lot of hilarious, funny ass gifts. So I got to tell you, man, when I'm angry and I definitely do have my moments, but I do not see myself dropping trowel and then dropping a deuce on someone's vehicle. I'm not doing that. I mean, unless she shit through her pants, how powerful is this bitch?
I'm not a big fan of this phrase, but it does have its moments. It's not that serious. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
It's not.
You don't need to shit on people.
It's not pulling my booty out and laying a fat, hot one on your car. That's not worth all of that. It's not. Okay? All right. That's for my toilet. All right.
And the crazy thing is, it's almost as if this bitch, she's like completely fucking forgot that you're in a public, like everybody can see you.
Yeah, there was no having to like muster up the strength. Like, oh my God, I'm in public. Let me imagine everyone's naked or in their underwear or something so I can muster up. She just, bam, just immediate, like.
Locked and loaded. Yeah. If you've always wanted to be a rock star, but you didn't have the talent, well, guess what? That no longer matters. We're going to talk about that next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. There are a lot of things that I have come across recently that exist that I did not know existed. But this one takes the cake. But before I even tell you this one, let's go into the other options, things that are now true sporting events, okay, that you can see on like ESPN and shit. Mind you, it may be ESPN 97, it's still there,
bro. ESPN, the Ocho.
Yeah, right.
Where dodgeball is playing.
Facts as fuck, by the way. So glad that's a thing. I haven't seen it in a while. We should watch it.
I love that movie.
But over the years, I have learned that dodgeball, obviously, is one of the sports that is now like a professional thing. It's got a union, all this shit. And then I found out about tag.
Yes.
They have professional tag.
So cool. So
it's
great.
So dope. Like, it is so, like, what's the word? Addictive watching. Like, you're just like, oh,
almost got them. Folks are really going in.
Yeah, and
they're
if you don't know
giving
what we
it
mean,
their all.
Literally tag. The game tag that you played as a kid. There are grown men and women who are playing this professionally. Mind you, they make about $10,000 a year. So do I.
You know, this is, this, you know what I'm saying? This is still a very adolescent sport, you know, as far as it being done competitively.
Yeah.
So, of course, like, you know, it's grassroots type shit right now. But, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing as far as, like, the athleticism it truly takes to pull that shit off. You know what I'm saying? And, like, the strategicness of it. Man, go watch some clips. You know what I'm saying? Go watch some
it's
clips.
It's available on YouTube, too. It's right there. And here's another thing that is a thing that is like professional sport now. Pillow fighting.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Pillow fighting.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something about them pillows don't look like them regular pillows. It looks like they're hitting each other with mini size heavy bags.
Yeah, they look like really big boxing gloves.
Yeah, shit. They look like heavy bags to me, like the ones you punch.
I mean, but you should be ready for this. You played sock and boppers. You played with those. You should
those
be ready for
not
this.
Nearly as
you
hard
should be
as
ready
those
for
look.
This. Okay.
That's crazy.
All right.
That's crazy.
And all of your pillow fight. You've had pillow fight training. All right. You should be ready.
But with pillows, my what the fuck? Not fucking sacks of flour or whatever. The sacks of rocks.
First of all, if you gave a person the opportunity, if you gave them the choice, hey. You could either continue doing whatever you're doing now, whatever path you're on, or we can get training. We can get started training in your pillow fighting career at a rate of, what, let's say $65,000 a year.
What is the question? Would I do it?
Would you do that, or would you continue on whatever path you're doing now? First of all,
do they allow contacts in the Federation?
Regardless of what you would say, what do you think the average person would say?
I think they would say yes, $65,000 a year. Most of Americans are not being paid that right now for jobs that require way more.
The average is like 35, 45.
Exactly. The answer is yes, but my question still stands. Am I allowed to wear contacts or because I wear glasses.
You got to do goggles like they do in sports and other sports.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's not fair because like my goggles can be knocked off like by a pillow in the face.
Well, that's just the risk you take.
All right. That's, I guess I'm going to be really, really fucking good.
Yeah, damn right.
I'm
going to
be like Helen Keller out there.
Damn right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. So the next thing that is literally a sport is air guitar.
Oh, yeah. Air guitar.
They have like a U.S. air guitar championship thing. They have like an Instagram. They got like a Facebook and a website. Like it's a whole thing. They have it every year. So it's a thing. So yeah, you can now like air guitar. You don't have to have any talent at all. Just do the thing you did as a kid.
Hey man, that takes skill.
When I say that, I mean like you don't have to know how to play a fucking thing.
Oh.
You can just...
That's true. That's true.
You can just flail your fingers and neck and your hair and just fucking air guitar it out. It's
yeah,
a thing.
But it, you know, it comes from the heart. You know? So make sure whenever you're air guitaring out there, whoever's listening / watching this, make sure it's from the heart.
Yeah. Air guitar is a thing. But here's my thing. Out of the ones that I told you... obviously, we know that breakdancing was in the Olympics.
Yep, and gaming.
And what? It was?
I believe so. Well, I mean, it is a sport. But
like
I'm not
video
sure.
games?
Yeah, like competitive gaming.
It was in the Olympics?
I'm not sure, but it is a competitive sport.
No, I'm talking about something in the Olympics.
I'm not sure, but I think it has been.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to look that up. But yeah.
I won't be. I sincerely think it has been.
Out of the ones that I told you, besides, you know, which one would you want to see in the Olympics? Like, which one of these do you think Americans could win? We got pillow fighting, we got tag, and we got air guitaring.
Tag.
You think Americans are the best taggers?
We think we're the best taggers? I mean,
which one?
Well,
are we
I thought you were
goal?
Asking which one would I want to be a Olympic sport out of those options, and I was choosing tag. Now,
you're choosing tag. Okay.
Now, do you think the U.S. would be the best at tag?
Do you?
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. I was thinking about China when I was.
I was thinking about those Jamaicans.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They already run fast. It's a wrap.
Yeah. I mean, didn't we make tag? Didn't we create tag?
I don't fucking know.
So I'm not.
I just
not
to
suggest because we made it, we would be the best at it. But I mean, it does give us some kind of advantage, you know.
I mean, even if we made it, we and anyone playing now did not.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So it's
yes, obviously. I mean, would you really want to be in a chess competition with the motherfucker who made chess? No.
I mean, maybe. Maybe, maybe not. Why are you... All right.
It's just a crazy thing to say.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Skype. You're done.
Yeah. Bye, Skype. Like I said earlier, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, the Kardashian show. We said that, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, most of our 90s memories, honestly.
That's when I really felt like, oh, we're in the future. Skype and Uvu.
Oh shit, Uvu.
Yeah, that was.
Damn, I forgot. I had Uvu.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was nice. That was real nice.
Damn, good times.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, like once like Zoom and FaceTime became a thing, it was like, what do we need Skype for?
And it's funny because Zoom was around during the same time, but it felt like the lesser of those video software apps. You know, it really did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, it wasn't until COVID.
I'm about to say COVID it was feels the thing like that it did took it. Off around COVID. But like, what about COVID made Zoom be the thing that was chosen when Skype did the same thing?
It felt like Skype just really didn't capitalize on that moment. They didn't have the infrastructure, I believe, during that time. Because I believe folks were trying to use Skype, but they just didn't have the manpower or the server space.
There was always a lot of fucking problems with Skype, too.
There was.
I get it. Because Zoom made it so you could do it with, like, multiple people, mm-hmm. and the lag was pretty, like, it wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
It
like
was it, the UI. They made the UI simple. That's really how you do it. You make it very simple so that anybody can use it, mm-hmm. and then just let them go off.
You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your laptop. Mm-hmm. Do it from your iPad. Mm-hmm. They just made it so easy and available.
Yeah.
So I guess I do get it.
R.I.P. Scott, man. You had your chance and you blew it. But, I mean, rest in peace. We did have our moments. We did. I'm sure I saw a couple of boobs.
We did.
I'm pretty sure that we had, a couple little sexy Skype convos throughout my time. I'm pretty sure. I can't remember them, but, I'm pretty sure I did. Same for you, buddy. Same for you. Yeah. Shut up. Looking at me, y'all. Yeah.
Yeah. speaking of whatever the fuck you just said, wedding bells are in the air. It is indeed about that wedding season, that spring, that summer. Mm. People love getting married in the heat.
Yeah, Dove did shit on my shoulder the other day. I was wondering what that was about.
Yeah, these things happen.
Yeah.
But speaking of wedding, there was a couple that got hitched, but you'll never guess who paid for the bill. Next on the Professionally Silly podcast.
It wasn't us, was it? Because I'm kind of under.
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. All right. Whew.
Definitely not. Whew. Not paying for somebody else's love? Fuck that.
Yeah, right? Thank goodness.
All right, so we got a man named Joel Berger who married a woman named Ashley King, and Burger King paid for the whole goddamn wedding. What?
Why? Why? Is this the weird dystopian idiocracy-esque world we've found ourselves in? What's happening? Yes. What's happening?
Yes. All right. So I came across this on Instagram at Inside History page, and they're like a lovely couple. So it says this is actually a while ago, but it was posted 4 days ago. In 2015, Burger King sponsored.
I don't care if they were beautiful. This is ridiculous.
It's not Joel's fault. His last name is Burger. I actually know a few people with the last name King. Come on, man. It's just, they found love, bro. They got to have it their way.
Their kids are going to be endlessly bullied until the end of time.
And
they're selfish because they didn't even think of that before they made this union.
They didn't even
think about it.
Don't ignore
kids are cruel, all right?
Don't ignore my joke. Then, laugh right now. It was hilarious.
So was my joke about the kids.
So in 2015, Burger King sponsored the wedding of Joel Berger and Ashley King, an Illinois couple whose last names, Berger and King, happened to match the fast food chain's name. After the couple's engagement announcement appeared in a local newspaper, Burger King reached out and offered to cover the full cost of their wedding as a fun marketing move. The company paid for everything from invitations and outfits to catering, and also surprised the couple with personalized gifts. The story garnered widespread media coverage and served as a humorous and memorable PR campaign for the brand.
Did the Burger King arrive? Remember the dude when I fucking hope not.
That guy is fucking terrifying. To this day, the Burger King man kind of scares me. I don't understand that. I am so glad that he is not a part of that anymore. Just the Burger King man. Bro, if you're a millennial, you know what the fuck we're talking about.
Super millennials, those that it super and they had the Xbox game that you had to buy like from the actual Burger King store.
I did not know that.
That was crazy, yeah.
I played PlayStation, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, so was I, but I didn't know that.
Because I'm true to PlayStation.
I'm a PlayStation guy.
I would never.
I'm PS guy. But I'm also a gamer, so I know these things. I would never admit that. I'm a gamer.
Ew. Anyways, congratulations to the Burger King couple.
Congratulations, y'all. Okay, this is ridiculous. All right, your kids they're gonna rue the day.
They're gonna probably just keep one name. She didn't say it's gonna be hyphenated. Maybe she's gonna be Ashley Berger.
Burger King probably suggested that. I'm sure they suggested that.
Did you consider hyphenating your name? If they take his last name, you're right. They will be made. Burger for a last name is crazy. It is. I'm sorry. For a child, it's crazy.
Billy Burger King. Come on, Amanda Burger King.
Little Wesley Burger King.
Little Amber Burger King.
They're not going to name their child Amber. Nobody does that anymore.
Please.
Nobody does that anymore.
I see plenty of Ambers.
New Ambers?
Yes.
When's the last time you met
fresh, hot off the block. Fresh. Just released Amber's.
You're
yeah.
so bullshit,
I've seen
bro.
Them. Yeah.
When did you see a baby
First of all, you're acting
bitch.
Like you've seen some fresh, new-to-the-block Wesses out there
Are
in
you
the world.
Serious?
That's
Wesley?
What you're acting like.
That is the cutest fucking baby name in the world,
So
bitch.
Is Amber, so I don't even know
it
why you're tripping.
Fucking not. You take that shit back right now.
No, you take that back.
My
name is hella rare.
Your name?
They don't release Wesses like that.
What the fuck?
They don't even know. They don't even use Wes like that no more. Amber, by the...
So, you are not the McRib. Shut the fuck up.
My name has been retired, okay?
Lies as fuck.
All right, Amber,
Nobody
though?
Names their child Amber because it's a stripper name.
Oh,
everybody
fucking knows it. Oh, my God. That's... Well, Wesley was usually just a servant's name, all right?
Oh, that's look at little baby Wesley.
No, really?
Wesley. Oh, Amber. Please don't say my name like that. That sounded weird.
like that did it. Like, your version did it.
I babied it. You made it weird.
No.
I don't even know what we're talking about. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's nothing will ever, ever make me angry enough to shit somewhere in public on someone's vehicle. I will never
do
that.
Go to a gas station. Goodness.
I would never do that.
What's something you would do? You would get, what's, if they just, like, if just the worst thing a person could possibly do beyond actually hitting you. You know what I'm saying? From car to car. What's the thing? What's something you would actually do?
I'd probably slap the shit out of them. I'm not going to shit on their vehicle, Wesley.
I'm not saying you would. I'm not saying you would go to defecation. I'm just asking what, you know what I'm saying? How
That's
far?
The worst thing I would do is
How
slap
far
the shit
would
out
you
them.
Go? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm asking.
If I was angry enough, I would probably physically assault them.
Ooh.
That's the worst I would do. I'm not going to kill them. I'm not going to stab them or shoot them. I might hit them in the fucking jaw, depending on how what happened and all that shit. But yeah,
I'd pull a paintball gun out and hit their car. Fow, 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 fow.
See, now that's how you get like 10 to 15. Now, if I physically assault them, that might be a few years, maybe. But I can probably talk that down. We'll see.
Yeah, you could talk that down.
You never
yeah.
know. I'm a good yeah. lawyer, pay their medical bills, you know. Yeah, listen, professionally silly life rules. Don't do anything that we just said.
Yeah, no, please don't. Please don't.
Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. Also, I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe. Click that thumbs up button if you're watching on YouTube. Rate and review if you're listening as a podcast. 5 stars, please. Very helpful. That is the best way to actually support this podcast. If you are new to the podcast, I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that.
We hope you do to do.
I don't know why I did that. I think it's because we're talking about doo-doo. I hope that you decide to come on back and join in and binge all the silly that you may have missed in the past. And I'll be joining in on the future silly that we're going to give you because there is lots to come. Don't forget to subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel where you can see full episodes of the podcast mm-hmm. right here mm-hmm. on the channel. Also, other amazing things. We have vlogs, challenges. We try new things, foods, drinks, activity, and so much more.
So join us
behind the scenes, living life, having a great time.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Subscribe. Subscribe. Yes. Do it. Do it. Subscribe.
Are you guys okay? You all right?
Wow. Yeah, I'm fine.
No, not you, them. Are you? That was terrifying.
What? Huh?
So forget to check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. All that information can be found down below in the link tree in the description box or the show notes if you're listening to this, as well as DJ Hey Cousins information. You can follow him on his TikTok, his Instagram, and all that good stuff. Also, I have another channel called the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. You can check out me putting my black card on the line and checking out these very haunted and interesting locations where I'm using paranormal equipment to see if I can contact the dead. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee You're going to enjoy the videos. And not only that, you'll laugh, you'll scream, you'll cry. No, you might not cry. Oh, you might, actually.
You might.
There's definitely a three-part series where some tears could be shed.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, guys, if you want to check me out, I have Cameo. Hit me up at Amber Smiles Jones if you're interested in having a shout-out or a personalized video from me to you. And my P.O. box down below in the show notes and or the description box. You can send us anything that you would like. If you want to send something to DJ Hey Cousin Wes Roberts, make sure you say it somewhere inside the box. I'll make sure he gets it. It has to be Amber Smiles Jones on the P.O. box because that's the name that it's under. But inside of it, let me know and I'll make sure that he gets it. All right. P.O. box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. All right. Once again, I'm your audible boom thing, Amber Smiles Jones. What?
Are you? I'm making sure.
Always.
That's good.
I will always be your audible boom thing.
If that's the case, then that means I'll always be your audible side piece, Wes Roberts, DJ Hey Cousin.
Ooh. That was so crazy. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. If oxygen is poisonous, then it probably takes about 75 to 100 years to kill us. Huh.
Very,
what if it really was poisonous?
Quite a slow burn.
Yeah.
Quite a slow
burn. I
mean,
when you think about it, we're all slowly decomposing. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, peace, silly listeners, when you decide to tune in, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Mm. And they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Who the fuck is calling me?
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Fucking spammer. Every goddamn day.
I just can't with you. I don't know how. I will rue the day. You will rue so much, you will have to make mac and cheese.
You son of a bitch.
You're gonna rue. All right. You're gonna rue.
All right.
Great for a gumbo.
Ooh, I love a good gumbo. But I would rather have mac and cheese.
Oh, well.
All right, so we got a man named Joel Berger. Michael check 1212.
Mike check 78.
Michael check 24789 85 blue titty bleep bop.
Michael checklist 72.
You're a bitch. Prison break. Wasn't that his last name? Is that it?
I was thinking of the from the Shield.
Shield.
Yeah.
That was Michael something from Prison Break. Whatever.
I don't remember his name.
Schofield.
Schofield? Is that what it
Michael
is?
Michael Schofield.
Michael Schofield. Good.
Or I like how Sheffield. No, Schofield.
Schofield. Oh, Schofield. I love how you just like found that.
It, right?
I like that.
My brain be like, what's up, bitch? And I'd be like, hey, I know you. All right, let's do this. All right, Mickey Mouse check 124789 blue 3894 alpha triangle.
Bill Belichick 4-5.
You should have said Bill Belichick, 24. 24-year-old who's ruining his life.
Right.
Yeah, we'll put that in the bloopers. All right. I think our levels are tasty.
Like gravy.
There was a couple that got hitched that worked out. Let me redo that tease. Come here. Laugh. Thumbnail.
The fact you even did that while we were already laughing about something.
I have to do what I have to do. I need a good thumbnail.
We were already snickering about some shit.
Yeah, but I couldn't see you because you keep touching the fucking microphone. I just started doing this segment. Negro, all you do is touch the microphone.
I like the microphone.
Everybody, look at every episode we've ever done and drink every time we touch the microphone. Also, keep 911 on speed dial.
And we need an alcohol sponsor as well.
Mm-hmm.